Okay. Our topic today, 8 reasons to say Gal Yisrael out loud. And in order to understand that, we have to understand, first of all, why somebody would want to say it quietly, like what are we trying to be careful about? And then we'll have a discussion of whether you're supposed to be answering Amen to Gal Yisrael at all. And from that discussion, we'll come up with 8 reasons why you should at least be saying Gal Yisrael out loud. Okay, so what is the source for this whole idea? So there's 2 main Gemaras that are very similar in the beginning of Masechet Brachot. First one is on Brachot Dalet Amud Bet, where there's the discussion whether you're supposed to say Shema before Shemona Esrei or after. So Amar Mar Kore Kriyat Shema Umipalo. First Shema, then Shemona Esrei. Messiah Leila Rabbi Yochanan. This supports Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ezu Ben Olam Abba. This is one who is careful to put Gal Yisrael together with Shemona Esrei at Maariv. So that would support that discussion because you can only have Gal Yisrael before Shemona Esrei if Shema and Berachot Kriyat Shema precede Shemona Esrei. If they come after, that's not Shayach at all, so there's no possibility there. Now it's very interesting that he says Olam Haba for being Somech Hula Letzvila Shal Arvit. Specifically Arvit, because what do we do at Arvit that we don't do in the other, let's say, at Shacharit? What do we do between Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei and Maariv? We have Hashkivenu. Okay? That's something we're going to have to discuss. We have, in Chutz La'aretz, a lot of Kilot that have Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but everywhere, even Eretz Yisrael, you have Kaddish, which is some kind of separation there. But he says you're Ben Olam Hava if you're Somech Hulu Tefillah Shel Arvit, and we'll discuss that for 2-3 sources to see what some of the Rishonim say on that line. But the Gemara continues: Mativ Mar Brid Ravina, Be'erev Mivarech Shtayim Lefaneh Shtayim Lachareh. And Maariv, you have 2 brachos before Kriyat Shema and 2 brachos after Kriyat Shema. V'ya Mar By Lisma Chalokos Somech Hulu Tefillah. If Rabbi Yochanan says that you're supposed to be careful to not interrupt between Gal Yisrael and the start of Shemona Esrei. Of course you're going to separate between Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. You have to say Hashkivenu. Amri came into the Kinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu. Kegu'ula Arich Tadavya. Chazal told you to say Hashkivenu. Therefore, when you say Hashkivenu, that's not an interruption. That's just like an extended version of Gal Yisrael. And when that's done, you say Shemona Esrei. But when we say don't interrupt, we mean don't interrupt with anything else that wasn't mandated by Chazal. Okay, so already you can see the line of thinking that we might go to say that maybe you can answer Amen, because if Chazal told you to answer Amen, it wouldn't be a hefsek. Dilote mahachi, if not, shachri hechim batzi samech, v'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan, betchil omer Hashem sfatai tiftach. When you start your Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to say a pasuk Hashem Svatai Tivtach. That's before Shemona Esrei. That's between Gal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei. Are you not doing Smicha Gula Tefila if you say Hashem Svatai Tivtach? So the Gemara actually has a little discussion that I left out. Maybe it's talking about Mincha. Maybe it's talking about that. And the Gemara concludes, no. It's talking about all of them. Ella Hakam came into Takinu Rambanam Mameimar Hashem Svatai Tivtach. Once again, Chazal said, start Shemona Esrei with the words Hashem Svatai Tivtach, Fiyagidi Latecha, Kitfila Rechadamia. So that's an extended Shemona Esrei. Hachadami came into Takinu Rabbanam Mameimar Hashkivenu. Here, since Chazal told you to say the bracha of Hashkivenu, Kegula Rechadamia. It's a long version of Gal Yisrael. So there is no disruption. Even if you're going to go, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, sing the whole bracha of Hashkivenu, then say Hashem Svatai Tivtach, and then start your Shemona Esrei, that is still Smichat Gula Letfila. Now, on these words, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Zeh Somech Gula Letfila Shel Arvit, which, by the way, let us start, reasons to be Somech. Reasons to be Somech. There we go. Number one, we have Olam Haba. Okay? That's why people are very careful about this. You want to get into Olam Haba. So Rashi commenting on that. Somech, he cites an interesting Yerushalmi. Marina Rahman Yerushalmi, Mish Eno Somech Gula Letzvilu Lamad Doma, the Ovo פירוש המלך, שבא ודפק על פירוש המלך, יצא המלך ומצא שהפליג, אף הוא הפליג. Let's say he said God is so, and then did not immediately begin Shmona Esrei, you would be like somebody who knocked on the king's door, the king comes out and goes, hello, and you ran away. So that wouldn't be something that you want to do. So that's the equivalent of God is so. So again, Rashi compares it to knocking on the door and running away. Tosafot there discusses some of the things that I mentioned. Tosafot says, source 3, Manush Omrim Yeruinu, Upsukim Achirim Acharash Givinu, we say a whole bunch of stuff. Once again, if Chazal told you to say it, it's not a hefsek. Talking to your friend, that's a hefsek. Takinu lomar zeh shebetoch kach yipar al chavero gam hu v'lo yalech mebet haknesset ad shigmor kol echad tfilato. Now, why were Chazal talking that? Well, in order to make davening a little bit longer, so that if you were catching up to your friends who started already, you would skip that part. Or and just daven the regular thing, and since they were taking longer, so you would all finish at the same time, and none of you would be left alone in shul to the elements or people or anybody who doesn't like you, or possibly you would just say that shortened one. It's why is it a shorter one? Because Baruch Hashem Lo'olam has Hashem's name in it 18 times, and if you have Hashem's name 18 times, that's instead of Shmona Esrei, so you would say that. Abridged version. So therefore you say those that, but again, because Chazal said to say it, it's not a hefsek. But nonetheless, usually Zayr Shalom is Saper Ben Guladar in the Esrei. But don't talk. All the things that you have to say and that you need to say, you're allowed to say. It's either Geula Richta or Tfila Richta. Either it's a long version of Gal Yisrael Bracha, so we say Hashkiveinu, or it's a long version of Shmona Esrei. So it's Tefillah Arechta. And therefore, it is not a problem. But don't schmooze in between. Okay. So that was one source we had. We had the reason to be Somit. Gemara Daftalit says, it gets you into Olam Haba. And Rashi compares it to like knocking up. If you don't do it, it's like knocking on the door running away. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah gives us an understanding of what Gal Yisrael is about. So here in source 4, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, Yesh lomar, yun neish, esomen gula tefila, yesh lo schar kol kach, yev ben olam haba. Gemara says, for gula, smicha gula tefila, you get into olam haba. Really? What's so great about it? Why for, you know, there are a lot of brachos and a lot of mitzvot that we have. Why specifically this gets you olam haba? Good question. But Omer Maria Rav, so the Rabbeinu Yonah asked his Rebbe, you told him, Shetav Shetzocha, the Skar Gadol Kazem, Mimnei Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Kishigalana Motsiyana Mitzrayim, Hayali Yotinu Lul Abadim, Shnei Amar Ki Avadayim, Shira Tzeti Yotam Yerts Yitzrayim, Ubevech HaGal Yisrael, Maskir Ba Chesed Yassayim Anu Aborei, Vatfila Hi Avoda. Ukeshu Maskir Yitzir Mitzrayim, Vipalel Miyad, Mare Shekemo Shehebed, Shekonel Korabo, Chayav Lassot Mitzrayim Rabo, What did he say? He said, what are we talking about in Gal Yisrael? We're talking about Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Motzi Asirim, Boda Anavi, Mitzrayim Galtanim, Yibed Avin, Malkin Beditanim. That is what that bracha is all about. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? To become His avadim. To become His avadim rather than Paro's avadim. Shlach adamim v'yaduni. We're going to worship Hashem. So what do? We talk about Gal Yisrael. We discuss Hashem's chesed. That He took us out of Mitzrayim. And what would be the appropriate thing to do? Just like when I get a new master, I immediately do my master's work. So what is the avoda here? Avoda shemalei tefila shmona esrei. So as soon as I'm done talking about Hashem's gevula, I immediately start shmona esrei, and that is worthy of being chayolam haba. Shabbat borzeh zochel chayolam haba. In addition, he throws in another reason when you do this. Odomer mori tam acher nishk masgir gula betzrayim with palom yad umareh shabotech b'Hashem betfila. Also, when right after God Yisrael, and you say Hashem did this, and then you ask Him for the things that we ask Him for in Shmoneh Esrei, right? You're showing that He's the one I trust because He took me out of Mitzrayim. He's the one I trust to be able to take care of me and my needs and Klal Yisrael's needs. So it's a
proper progression, we'll call it. And you're going from mentioning Hashem's chesed to doing His avodah.
Good. Now let's get to the other Gemara. The Meiri, The Meiri also discusses Baruch Hashem Le'olam, just like we saw in Tosot. Why did I include this? Because he points out, he more explicitly uses the words that it's been makom tefila nitkana, and therefore hilchach tefila hi varei achad im ota tefila bar acharel. And therefore, since this Baruch Hashem Le'olam is in Lewish Shmoneh Esrei or Tzvei Shmoneh Esrei because of the 18 mentions of Hashem's name, so therefore it's not a promise of gula tefila. And he also explicitly adds in that afal pi shemafsikim ba bekadosh mikol makom tefila tesmuch atzol lezol echadin. It's all one long tefillah. So again, the answer that you have to give whenever we have something that we do interrupt between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei with is either that it's part of Gal Yisrael or that it's part of Shmoneh Esrei. So Hashkivenu, we said, the Gemara says it's Gula Arechta, it's part of Gal Yisrael. Hashem Salatai Tiftach, the Gemara says it's part of Shmoneh Esrei. What about Baruch Hashem Le'olam? So the Meiri says, also part of Shmoneh Esrei, even if there's a Kaddish in between. Okay, now source 6, Gemara and Brachos Daf Tet Amud Bet. There's a discussion about the time to do different mitzvot. When is the right time to say Shema? When is the right time to say Shemoneh Esrei? When is the right time for Tzitzis? When is the right time for Tzilin, etc. So Abaye says that, you know, different people give different answers, and Abaye is mechalek. For this one we hold like these people, that one we hold like those people. So one thing he says is the Kriyat Shema. How do we paskin as to the right time to say Kriyat Shema? Kibatikin. What were the Batikin? So Rashi tells us the Batikin were Anshei Maisa, people who did mitzvos, who loved mitzvos and did them properly. So Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hafi, Batikin, Hayu Gomrim Rotai Manitza Chavo, Kidei Shiyismo Kulu Litvila Benimsa Mitpalo Bayom. What does it mean that Kriyat Shema is like Batikin? You should say Kriyat Shema before Netza Chavo, before the sun rises. Kidei Shiyismo Kulu Litvila, meaning the last possible second before the sun rises, because once the sun rises, it's clearly daytime. And what do you want to do as soon as it's daytime? You want to be able to say Shmoneh Esrei. So in order to have Shema as close to Shmoneh Esrei as possible, the Vatikin, and still say Shmoneh Esrei the first possible second you could possibly say it. So they would say Shema at the last possible second right before that. And what does that also accomplish for them? In between Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, what do we have? We have the bracha of Gal Yisrael. So Abaye said, Kriyat Shema, the best way to do it is like Matikin, to do it at the last, to finish at the bracha of Gal Yisrael at the last second before Netzachama. And that way you have Smicha Gula Letfila. So then the Gemara tells us, interesting. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben El Yakim Yishum Kala Kaddish of Yishalayim. Kol Asomech Gula Letfila, En Onizo Kol Ayom Kulo. If you are careful to do Smicha Gula Letfila, then nothing bad will happen to you that whole day. So then the Gemara questions it. The same question the Gemara asked in Source 1. How can you do it? Don't we say Hashem Svatai Tiftach? No problem. Well, what's our answer for Hashem Svatai Tiftach? It's part of... No, this is Gemara. Source 6. Rabbi Yochanan Betchila Omer Hashem Svatai Tiftach. So Rashi says, Kaling the Kavua Rabbanim Betfila, Ketfila Rechadami. If not, how do you do it at Marav? At Marav, what do we say? We say Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is Kula Rechta, Hashem Zadar Ditach is Tfila Rechta. It should sound familiar because it's the same. Fine. So Tosot comments on those lines of the Gemara that you're not going to have any damage happen to you that whole day if you're careful with Gula Tfila. Vim Tumar Baro, Kola Olam Sochim Gula Tfila. Everybody does it. And yet we see sometimes people get damaged. It's only true if you're careful to do it like the Vatikin. Okay, that limits it somewhat. But still, we have this idea of the importance of Smitak Gula Tefillah. We've already seen four reasons. We've had getting into Lamhava, not being like a person who knocks on the door and runs away. It's the proper progression. You don't have damage. Now let's do one more reason. Source 8, the Gemara in Bracha Lamed Aleph tells us, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Om Dilui Lepel, Lo Mitoch Atzlo, Lo Mitoch Atzlo, Lo Mitoch Schok, Lo Mitoch Sicha, Lo Mitoch Kolon Rosh, Lo Mitoch Dvar Metelim, Lo Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Before, you don't daven just, okay, let's daven. Depending on, you have to be in the proper mindset. You shouldn't be from crying, it shouldn't be from laughing and frivolity and, you know, having too much fun. You should be davening right after you dealt with Simcha Shel Mitzvah. What's Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Well, Rashi tells us, Source 9, El Mitoch Simcha, Kegon Divri Tanchumim Shel Torah, Kegon Smoch Legula Mitzrayim, or Smoch Letila David Shel Shevach Tanchumim, which is why we say Asher before Shemon Esrei Mitcha, Kegon Ritzon Yereyav Yaseh, Shemer Hashem Kol Ha'avav. After mentioning those lovely ideas, now we're in the proper mindset in order to be davening Shemona Esrei. So the fifth reason to be careful to be so to do the tefillah is it gives us a proper mindset for Shemona Esrei. Now some of these, there are various nafkaminas, which ones apply, you know, if Tosot says this one only applies if you do it batikin, do you have to bother doing it if it's not batikin, etc. There's nafkamina for that. That comes up in the Gemara as well in Rishon and Poskim when you deal with, I could do Smicha Gula Tefillah at that time, or I could daven with a minion later. Or I could do Smicha Gula Tefillah, but I have to sit. Or I can stand and daven and not have that. Or Tefillah Bezmana, meaning there's many nafkaminas between all of these. But either way, there's many, many reasons why people are careful about Smicha Gula Tefillah. And I bring that up to say I don't fault anyone who, right, that proper kavana people aren't saying Gal Yisrael out loud because they're trying to help us all be somech gula letfila. Fine. So now our next topic is, actually there's one more Gemara that's a source for smicha gula letfila, which tells us, source 10, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rashi, Amar Rav, Shlosh Tifohin. There are three things, three pairs that have to be immediate. Techa v'smicha shchita, immediately after you do the placing your hands on the animal, you have to shecht it. Techa v'gula tefila, immediately after Gal Yisrael, you say Shmona Esrei. Techa v'natilat yadayim bracha, immediately after, there's a machloket whether this is referring to Mayim Rishon or Mayim Achronim, but most explain it is referring to Mayim Achronim, so immediately after doing Machronim, you bench, you don't talk in between. So again, there's this idea that has to be immediate. So immediate makes it sound like in terms of time, but we also explain it in terms of interrupting with something else. Okay, but our next topic is whether or not one should say Amen to Gal Yisrael or not. Now what would be the issue? If it's a hefsek, so then you are not connecting Gal Yisrael to Shemona Esrei. If it's not a hefsek, so then you should say it. So let us begin with source 11. The Beis Yosef, commenting on the words of the Torah, so let's actually begin with the Torah. The Torah says, a gomer kol abracha, v'chotin baruchat Hashem ga Yisrael, omer amen. So let's put in the yes category, the Torah. Ken katav harash. Okay. Torah and Rush were related, correct? Good. This is he's quoting the Rush. Kevan Ditzerech Hu LaOmram.
Aval Rambam Katam Perek Aleph Mehilchot Brachot She'ein Omer Amen Ela Achar She'omer Shtei Brachot O Yoter Basof.
The Rambam has a special rule about answering Amen. He says you only answer Amen in Tefillah when there's a series of two brachot. So therefore, you wouldn't answer Amen to the Gaiyasol of Shachris because there's only one bracha. But you would answer Amen to the Gaiyasol of Mariv because there are two brachot. But what does that mean, the Rambam views answering Amen after Gaiyasol? Does that mean he believes it's a hefsek or permissible? No, but the one, the, if it's when it's necessary, because Amarev you do it,
so then it's
not the Amen that's a problem. Meaning,
you can put the Rambam in this category. He's saying you do it when there's two brachot. So clearly, the answering Amen isn't the hefsek. You're right. In Shabbos, he says not to answer Amen. Maybe you shouldn't do it. So I'll put a star next to it. But it's not the idea of Amen per se being the hefsek.
Okay, you'll grant that. But yet, the Beis Yosef continues.
Beis Yosef says, the minog is not to. Why is the minog not to?
And he says, not because of the Rambam, but rather because of the Zohar. Shall pi ha-Zohar nagu shelo lomar namein achar gal Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef, Pia Zohar tells you not to answer Amen after Gal Yisrael.
Is this still source 11, sorry?
That was source 11, yes. Now in source 12 is the Shulchan Aruch on that Sibun. Here's how he passes Zalacha. Eino Omar Amen after Gal Yisrael. Mishum Da'ave Hefzik. And the Rambah says, and we can add the Rambah squarely in this category, V'yesh Amen. We do answer Amen. This same discussion again takes place later in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kaf Yud Aleph. And there the Beis Yosef, by the way, doesn't quote the whole long thing that he quoted here. There he just says, as I explained in Siman Samach Vav, the Zohar tells us not to answer Amen Achar Gal Yisrael. So here when he says in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 13, Tzarech Lismo Kula L'Tfila V'lo Yafzik B'nehem, Afilu ba'amin achar gal Yisrael, v'lo b'shum pasuk chutz mi'ashes v'atay titach. Hashes v'atay titach, the Gemara says, an exception, it's part of Shmona Esrei. But we don't answer Amen achar gal Yisrael. Says the Rambam, v'yesh omrim shemutr la'anon Amen al gal Yisrael, v'chein no'in. So, again, the Rambam says, yes, answer Amen. V'yesh Yosef says, not to. Okay. Interesting, on Siman Samach Vav, the Ber Heitev has an interesting comment. Source 14. He tells us, V'amidaktikim mamtinin b'tzor Yisrael k'dei la'anot Amen. People who are very careful wait in order to enter Amen. U'besiv ten mashma sh'yesh mamtin m'shira chadasha. Instead of waiting at Tzor Yisrael, they wait at Shira Chadasha. So how long should you be waiting in order to answer Amen to the Chazan? V'kati avam ha'gayin avram v'nerali din yirtze yuchal lechavim nesayim im ha'shatz v'az enu m'chuyab lanot Amen. So the Magen Avram has a suggestion of how to get out of entering Amen. What's its suggestion? Finish together with the Chazan. If you finish together with the Chazan, you don't have to answer Amen, because that would be like answering Amen to your own bracha. So that is the Magen Avraham's solution. When I was I don't know if it was Shana Aleph or Shana Bet, but they had, it was probably Shana Bet, and they had the Shana Bet Sefer. So this year is, you know, many years in the working now. So I wrote about the sugya in that Sefer. And the point that I had to make was that, look at all those suggestions he gave. Clearly, what suggestion is he not giving? He's not giving the suggestion of saying Gal Yisrael quietly. And I wrote, therefore, that's not a valid option. Now, I was young and I don't know much more now either. But I did find other poskim, reputable poskim, who said the same thing as me, as we'll see later in the Makorachi. But I was not the only one to make that deal. I was mechavi to many others. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Kriyat Shema with Tefillah Shel Arvit, in source 15, also has, and the Saper Ben Gula the Arvit the Tefillah. But there's something that we do. Okay, so if you say those Baruch Hashem Li Olam, etc. So again, don't talk after that thing. Aye, did you ever notice that there are people in Shul who make it their life's mission? So now we have a universal code, all you have to do is bang on the bima. But some people like to call out, Yal Yavo, Mashi Baruach, etc. So why is that okay or not? Is it? It makes your tefillah better. Just like you need the proper mindset, or it's the proper progression, it's the responsible thing to do to say, to be sorech gvulah letefillah. It's also proper to remember Yalav Yavo, and remember Mashiva Ruach. And therefore, it's okay that the person calls out Yalav Yavo, it's helping your Shemona Esrei. So that is source 15. And source 16, we can add the Meiri to this list. Look how explicitly he says it. Av hapish yeshlo lesmo kulo letfilo omer hu mamin achar gal yisrael shem shachrit vachar chatzim arashkivinu ba'arvit gedin kol sof bracha acharona she'ona acharei amin. In other words, why is this bracha different from all other brachot? Part of a bracha. Chazal said to make a bracha. You know what Chazal said to do after they told you to make a bracha? They told you to answer Amen. And you're supposed to answer Amen to Gal Yisrael, just like every other bracha. So I think this, you know, I can't judge between the rankings of, but we just came across at least five reputable poskim who said that one is supposed to say Amen after Gal Yisrael. And we have the Beis Yosef, based on the Zohar, as saying not to. Okay. So with all that in mind, we can now get to our list of reasons to say Gal Yisrael out loud. Okay. Reason number one. The Rambam, in source 17, tells us that there is something that happens when we daven b'tzibur. Seder tefillah b'tzibur kachu. B'shachar kol ha'am yoshin. Everyone's sitting. V'shliach tzibur yored lefnei tzviva v'omid ba'emza ha'am u'matchil v'omer kaddish. Meaning he picks up, this is around Yishtabach time, right after Yishtabach, there's a Kaddish. Scream it out. They answer Amen to every Bracha. Rav Lichtenstein told me when I was preparing that article that the Rav thought this was a source for the need to say Gal Yisrael out loud. Why? Because you're being Poreis al Shema. What is it you're trying to do by having a chazan and a person davening for the tzibur? There's got to be something he's doing. He's saying something out loud. So maybe he should be saying it all out loud. Okay, we're all busy people. We don't have attention spans like that. So okay, you should at least end each paragraph out loud. So he makes the brachos out loud. And what he's saying is, you're Poreis al Shema, and they answer Amen after every bracha, and you do this until you say Gal Yisrael. So the Rav, religion told me, the Rav thought that was a source. So even if it's not a source in the Rambam, though he said it was, and I'm not going to argue, but the idea of what is it we are trying to do? The Chazan is trying to be Motzi the Kahal. So number one, the first one I'll answer is, what if you're supposed to say Amen? What if these five poskim are right? And you need to answer Amen, so you should be giving them the ability to answer Amen.
to be able to answer Amen. But obviously that one's not going to be enough because the people are going to be choshesh to this one, so we need the other answers. So the second answer is to be motzi the kahal. Or what I call poris al shema. That's what you're doing as the chazan. It's your job to say this bracha. The Rebbe wrote Ephraim, Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt. Was the Rebbe in Memphis, Tennessee for many decades. Many, many tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein were written to him, as he sent the questions to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe answered. Talmud of Rav Moshe. And he has a tshuva on this topic. Now I'm including it. He even, many of these next sources, which deal with our question, also lists those who disagree with me. For intellectual honesty, I included them, but I still think the presentation of the sources supports what I'm trying to say. Rivot Ephraim says, Hator, Hesiman Samachvav, Kadav Yesh Lanor Amein Achar Daiso. V'chein hu dat haramah. So we saw the Torah and we saw the Ramah. V'hu minaga Ashkenazim. Aval dan obeid Yosef v'chein mishulchan aruch sham dato she lolan. So far so good, that's what we saw. Aval minhag harbei bali tfilot. Many chazanim get up there. Kishmagiyim lebaruch v'chulei. Gal Yisrael. Misaymim belachash. They ended silently. V'nishalti atam lezen. I was asked why. V'ra'iti b'sefer yisode yishurim. Chelek rishon. Shikata v'zel lishono v'nogin sh'ashatz omer b'lechisha b'kdei sh'lo yitzarech l'anor amin. And he says that's from the Mahari Mitirna. Okay, remember that name for when we get to the last Makor. V'im kein hu minhag yashan. It's an old minhag. V'yesh al minhag zel lismo. Since it's a valid minhag, people who do it are okay. V'loli gor, you shouldn't yell at them. Amishin esayin v'lachash. V'yididi Arav Yisrael paratzal katav litam. He wrote another reason. Me'achar she'yesh bazeh chilukei deo. V'adavar alo ligrom lafra ben gula letvila. She'alalu yanu amein. V'alalu yimchu v'yashtiku. So the guy's going to go, Baruch Hashem v'ayisol. You heard people call that amein. And the other people go, shh, no! So you don't want that to happen in davening either. So better the chazin shashatz v'sayim balachash. That was the answer his fellow rabbi gave him. Mishnah Brura katal diyesh eitz on the sayim v'shatz. Finish with it. Tainu apasak Hashem s'atzayim v'zev v'adar lekel feidu d'inni karak tamato. You finish together with him, then you don't have to answer. U'b'levosh katal diyachi lo yan amin. So we can add the Levush to this list. Okay? And davening alone, no need. But if you're there, you're davening, that's part of the mitzvah. Chazan makes the bracha Gal Yisrael, you answer Amen. Ula halacha. Nira, the love of Hibi Mishnah Brura, Itzakazo, Shechazan Yaneh Belachash, in case Mami Nada Lora Yasokach, he listed, finish with it. We saw the Ben Hitiv offer all sorts of suggestions. Hundreds of years, people have been doubting in Klai Yisrael, and this suggestion never came up. And you think that's the solution? That must not be the solution. So you should do it out loud so those people can answer Amen. He's being motzi then. How could he not say it? He should say it all out loud. I don't know why. Shirak Messiah Mabrach. It only says the end. So he's motzi them with a little bit. They say the rest of themselves. That's how we do it.
But there's certainly a minimum that he has to do. He's being motzi them. He has to say it out loud. Vayein b'sefer eduk Yisrael, Rav Penkin Zatzal, shekadav ra'iti lehir shemash yesh chazanim noagim lomar chatimek ha'Yisrael b'lachash, hu shelo kadin. They are doing something wrong. Ki ta'akame chachamim sheshatzi palel mechkom yotzer ar achash mon esrei. He should daven out loud. And though we don't do that, aval kol panim ha'pticho shel bracha shepotachet be'baruch. V'chatima, ומאת מן החתימה סמוך לה מחויב לומר בקול רם. So you have to do it out loud. That's what the chazan's doing. He's being motzi the kahal. And again, vada yesh lahachmer shechazan lo yisayim belachash. And Rav Henkin also wrote an article in a journal called Hapardes. She's saying that he saw the kol ram min akila Berlin huva bahaneman gil yomem katum shalomar belachash. Vayein tila le David umadua lo yomar bekol ram. Okay, that's another reason. What if somebody else is in the room who is not davening? Can't answer amen. If I'm up to a different part of davening, or if I'm just in the room learning, can't answer amen. But kuli alma. Meaning, even if you want to say, I shouldn't answer Amen, that guy's not davening now. Why can't he answer Amen? Vayein Chatan Sofer. Chatan Sofer is not the Chatam Sofer. It's his grandson, I believe. And he disagrees with me. Shekatav, Shanachot, and I'm nobody to disagree with him. I'm just saying, he disagrees with the list of postmen that I presented. Shekatav, Shanachot, Messiah, Belachash. So there is a limud zchut for those who indeed finish quietly, even though we're going to be presenting more reasons. He says that's a proper thing to do. And Rebbe Avoda Ephraim also quoted the Mahari Turna, who says it's a proper thing to do. You had a question, Mark?
Yeah, I just don't understand why that's a reason to say it out loud.
Because we want as many people in Klal Yisrael answering Amen to as many brachot as possible.
Oh, so, okay, fine. So it's not that it's left unanswered Amen to, and then we found someone, but rather we're giving someone else the opportunity to do so, and that's a positive thing.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Source 19, Alichot Shlomo. Shlomo's on an Orbach. His Talmidim put together his Pesachim, his writings. So he says, as explicit as I can find anywhere, Allah, Shliach, Sibor, Yesayim, Berchat, Gal Yisrael, Bekol Ram. He should finish it out loud. Then there's footnotes there, and footnotes on footnotes. So here's what it says in the footnotes. Harach HaFeh. And even though we saw there's a machloket whether or not to say amen, that's the chart in the middle here, nonetheless, all the achronim came up with their methods to solve this issue. Lo hizkiru etzah zo, the sign of balachash. They did not say, finish it quietly. Mashman, the ain't nafal asokin. So among the people I was going to, I was mechaving to, was Rishlom Zalman Orbach. But he says, Ach mikom akom, imat sibur makpidim shelo yishayin ashatz abracha bakol, shmo shenagu bar beba tekinesiyot yasek minan. So he says, what I'm saying is right. But if you daven somewhere where there's a minhag a makom, not to do it that way, since that's their minhag, you should follow their minhag. Hera 62, right on those words. Somebody in his family was being the chazan, and he said, make sure you say these three things out loud. Make sure you say all those things out loud. Because I love the Lashon so much, so Rabbi Baruch Orbach once wrote the following, Binyan Zeh. Right, or Shlomo Zalman, מסיום ברך הישראל בשחרין מנהגו וגם דעתו היה שהשעת יסיים בכל רב יחד עם הציבור. Everybody say it together, okay? So you get out of the whole question, but you should say it out loud. And v'chein wa minag v'bir knesset agra v'shchunat sharei chesed, where Shlomo Zalman davened and said a lot of the rules. It was right next to his yeshiva, or probably, I think so, I'm not sure, don't quote me on that part, but he was definitely there a lot, and that is that he made sure that the chazan would say it out loud. V'tamin hayam esaper, he loved quoting. Shagron Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was very makbid. Tavu levatel aminok shemusayim lachashi. Her ish ozem ha'od. He used to scream about this. And look at the shud of Rav Henkin. The siyam ga'isov lachash hu shalo kedin ki takan et chachamim sheshatzit palo b'kom yotzeror. We saw this already quoted in Rivot Ephraim. And he says, mechuyav v'omra b'kol ram. So we have Rav Shlomo Zalman adding that as well. Okay. There is a modern sefer. When I say modern, I mean like the last volume came out in the last year. The Piskei Tshuva, the Rav Simchon ben Tzion Isaac Rabinowitz. He's, I believe, a rabbi of a neighborhood in Yerushalayim. And he has a wonderful sefer dealing with many modern questions that follows along the, meaning it goes in the order of the Mishnah Berurah. And so on Siman Samachvav, on our topic of Gal Yisrael, he says the following. The minhag has become common that even Ashkenazim don't say Amen. Probably because of the influence of all those following the Zohar and the Beis Yosef here. But it's spread. A malach did something good for the Beis Yosef in return for his to thank him for telling people not to answer Amen. So in other words, it's a good thing. Malachim, don't argue with Malachim. Okay, let's say the divrei hakol noagin l'sayim hashat v'shabes. In order to avoid this, we finish together. V'chein b'efshiru l'agdim ha'adu l'achil ha'posuk Hashem s'vatayi tivta k'sheshat z'dayim lo gemar ha'bracha. If you're already in Shmona Esrei, you also don't answer Amen. You're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So you can go one sentence faster than him, and you also don't answer Amen. V'chein yuchal la'arich ma'at, u'kishashat v'sayim ha'bracha yu adayin lefnei asiyum. V'la'af ha'sham v'aruch ata ha'sham. U'medaktikim chadashim. There are new people who came up with ways to be very careful. No'akim shashat v'sayim ha'bracha v'la'ach. And they, what do they do? I have a solution. Let's finish Gal Yisrael quietly. V'rabim migidole Yisrael. No'aya nichlu mi'minak zeh. Many gedolim did not like this minhag. She'ein lo shum makor v'shoresh v'kadmonim poskim. It has no source. V'ra'u bo mamash choser kavod l'bracha. Fourth reason. It is a lack of kavod to the bracha of Gal Yisrael to start it out loud and finish it quietly. That is not a nice way to treat a bracha. What's the point of all this? We want everyone to daven all together. If you do this, I'm going to be waiting for it, and I'm not going to start in time, and you're going to start your Shmoneh Esrei, and he's going to start. And yes, we may all be within a 5-second span of each other, but we're not all starting together. And since the goal is to get everybody to go, Gal Yisrael, Shmoneh Esrei together, you are defeating that purpose. So, we won't know when to start. Shmoneh Esrei. Up to five. Yes?
Can't you hit on the table?
You could, meaning there's solutions that could accomplish number five. In other words, you go Baruch Atah Hashem, say Gal Yisrael quietly, and bang on the table. That could accomplish it. That's why we have the other reasons. But without that, that reason does apply. Meaning, among the reasons why you should be saying it out loud is it solves that without the need for banging on the table. But if you bang on the table, somebody is going to think they need to say Yavo, since that's the universal sign for Yavo. So yes, you can wave a flag, you can come up with a system or a signal. I grant that premise, but wouldn't it just be easier to say Gal Yisrael out loud? given that we have all these other reasons as well.
Fine. L'chein ha'ikar la'alacha lomar ha'shatz ha'kal v'kol ha'tzof ha'bracha v'linhog ke'achad me'etzon anal. Follow one of those things. Either finish with him, finish before him. This is it. Footnote there. Where he comments on Rabbi Migdol Yisrael. So footnote 86. Sefer ma'oder yishanim. Sarach lomar ga yisrael v'kol ke'minog avotinu me'olam. U'mishal lo yirtzel lenon amen yisayim b'shavim ha'shatz. Finish with him. That allows everyone who is allowed to answer Amen to answer Amen. That was what we wrote as answer number 3. Minha gay Maharitz Dushinsky. Hayamitzav and the shots of Sayin Gai Sova Kol Ram Hayamisayim in Mashats. Sefer Halichot Shlomo, I didn't paste it again since I made it source 19. Kovetz mi Beit Levi, Rav Vazner, it was Shlita at the time, now it's Rav Vazner Zatzal, lo nichalei l'gdol Yisrael l'sayim b'lachash, they didn't like it. U'befrash etchilin ha'bracha, omer b'kolim esayim ga Yisrael b'lachash, ein zeh kvod ha'bracha. It's not kvod ha'bracha to start it silently. So I've seen people get around that, they just don't say ga Yisrael at all out loud. Meaning they say, tzor Yisrael gom ha'bez, tzor Yisrael gom ha'bez, and then they don't say Baruch Ad Hashem, God is all. And they stop there. Okay, that solves that one. Again, that would solve problem number 4. So, Shalom Tzvi pointed out that we can solve number 5 by having a signal. We can solve problem number 4 now, he points out, by not saying that whole bracha out loud. But, again, we can get all the answers if we just say it out loud properly. Beit Baruch Sham, Mehad the Kolach Achronim Chipsu Eitzu, the Lo Katfu Eitzu Zo, Mistam Los Virle Kain. So that's somebody else I was mechavim to, the Beit Baruch. I don't even know who that is. Vadini Mahen, the Ein Zed Derech Kavod. And here's what he adds in. Gam Lo Yarviach Bazet, Tahav Kishi Yodim Eze Bracha Messiah Mavarech, Matai Messiah, Onim Amen, Afil Lo Sham Asim Abracha. Why do that loud? Because doing it silently doesn't even work. You could just figure out how long it takes, 2 seconds, to say those last 2 words or that last sentence, and answer Amen then. It doesn't even work. So just say it out loud. That's another reason to say it out loud. Because you're not accomplishing anything. Lekara kemach achadash. Lama lo yinu efsheru lemishi achol lanor amen lanor achar bracha chashuv azo. Let somebody else who can answer amen, we said number 3, let them do it. Chayin shemati agona kadosh mi samer. Zatzal esayim bracha b'kol ram. I heard the samer Rebbe daven from the Amud, and he did it out loud. I will add in here, we had the privilege of hearing Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal daven from the Amud the first 2 Shabbos of Elozman each year, because he had Yertzei. And he also said Ga Yisrael out loud. Shuvot Valanagor of Sternbach. Haposkim lo naktu etzazoki zaru etzlam. Va'ikar gedivrem lomar mashat v'kol v'zer yarvichu la'amod shmonesr yachan. Anybody else up to anywhere else in the davening or just being in the room can answer Amen. So he cites this Chatan Sofer. So he does cite 2 or 3 views who say that it's an appropriate minhag, meaning if somebody has that minhag, it is a correct minhag, and therefore you should, again, probably like the Rivot Ephraim, don't yell at them, don't correct them, etc. Hera 87. Remember, we saw at the beginning of Source 18 that the Rebbe of Ephraim says, it's a real minog. I looked it up in a minog book and it found it. Marim Turna says it. Tell Gomorhu. Vinigru achar melakir achat shetalvazen. Yunei alachot sham.
Ma'ariv Eterna doesn't say this. Some person who's going around klepim and hagim thought he saw that in the Ma'ariv Eterna, wrote it down, and every other minhag book says, that minhag book cites the Ma'ariv Eterna as saying that. But nobody went back to the source. He doesn't say it. It's a taut. There is no source for that. Now let me see, because I did get to 8. So how I got to 8? I know. We'll say number 7 is that I have met Chazanim, who I went up to talk to after davening, who did this in a way I didn't like. I mean, they said it quietly. And one or two has told me that they didn't even say the words Gal Yisrael. They thought that's what they were supposed to do. After hearing so many Chazanim not say Gal Yisrael out loud, they didn't realize that they were saying it quietly. They thought they weren't saying it at all. So you mislead people to not say it at all. The 8th one was one I said, I didn't list it. I guess the reason not is to, I wrote that it wasn't suggested by posting for hundreds of years. Okay. So we have many reasons why one should be sure to say Gal Yisrael out loud. If we're supposed to be answering Amen, following those poskim, we need to be able to. In addition, that's what you're doing as the chazan. You're saying things out loud. Someone else who's not up to that part of davening can answer Amen. There's only, even if you want to tell me there's an issue that I'm supposed to, that I can't answer Amen. Amen's a hefsek, but it's not a hefsek if I'm not up to that part of davening. It's choser kavod lebracha in order to say the first part out loud and the last part quietly. We don't know when to start Shemona Esrei if you do it quietly. We're all supposed to start it together. We saw Shita that it says it doesn't even work to be silent. You're supposed to, you know, even if you're silent, I can still answer Amen. I've met Chazanim who didn't say it out loud because they thought that's what they were supposed to do. Based on everybody who didn't say it out loud, they didn't say it at all. So you mislead people. And again, why are you trying to come up with a solution that hundreds of poskim over the years didn't come up with? Clearly because it is not an appropriate solution. I will add the following. Again, because of Kanievsky and the Rebbe Ephraim and the Chatan Sofer, if you're davening somewhere where there's an actual minhag, as in the minhag here is to say it quietly, that's what you should do. When I told Rapini I was speaking about this topic, he said, make sure they know that where there's a minhag, that they follow the minhag. This is for the 98% of the places where there is no minhag, where it follows whatever the chazan does, or etc. Why do I bring it? It's very important because officially this is an MTA shir, and some of you may be South African. Any of you? No. Okay. They're not here right now. But I once told a South African who was chazan, who I heard not do it, and he says, but in his shul they don't say it. That's the minhag. I said, what? There's a shul where there's a minhag to not say it out loud? And he said, yeah. And there was a Rabbi Mazels, who his son was in Gush here with me, and one time his father came to visit, and I got his phone number, and I called him, and I said, I was told that in your shul, the minhag is to not say Gal Yisrael out loud. Is that true? And he says, yes. And I said, really? And if somebody says out loud, what happens? He says, so we tell him afterwards that he shouldn't have done that. Meaning the minhag is to say quietly. So indeed, that's the minhag. We've seen that there's basis for it. There's the Chatan Sofer. There's others. Chaim Kanievsky says it's a minhag yafa. So therefore, when you're davening in such a shul, that's what you do. That being said, if you are not davening in such a shul, I think the vast majority of all poskim, hey, you want to say that Beis Yosef, and we also saw that it's become some said that it's become the Minhag Ashkenaz, right? The Minhag, we'll call it the Minhag Ashkenaz HaChadash. Okay, the Pesach Chubot says it's become the Minhag Ashkenaz to follow this. We don't answer Amen. Okay, not everybody necessarily agrees with that. Some say we should still be answering Amen,
But okay, you want to say we shouldn't be answering Amen. Nonetheless, there's many reasons to be saying Ayah Yisrael out loud, and the reason that I've thought for many years still applies, which is that Poskim for many years have come up with solutions for what to do, and one of them was not this solution, which is so simple and so obvious, and therefore I think it's clearly not the way to go. So please, if you're the Chazan, if you're the Shliach Tzibor, say Gal Yisrael out loud. Any questions?